You're listening to Path to Empowerment, a podcast to help you connect to your intuition, gain confidence, and light your path in life. Join me, your host and empowerment soul coach, Sydney, as we journey together through this wild ride called life. Tune in for discussions on healing, growth, authenticity, and so much more. It's time to light your path. It's time to be empowered. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Path to Empowerment. Thank you so much for joining me today as we dive into the energy forecasting for May 2024. Before I get into the specifics of this month's, this month coming up, the energy that will be likely to experience and move through, I'm just feeling called to not only do a quick reflection on April, but as well as, you know, the year that we've had so far. So if you remember either from tuning in to the 2024 energy forecast that I released in December, or if you've been following along in the little tidbits that I've dropped throughout each of the months so far, the theming that I had was the idea of hit the ground running, living with passion and purpose. It's a very powerful year, very, very powerful year. And while I want to make note to just highlight that, you know, we all have moments where we go and experience great things. We all have moments where we go and experience not so great things. While this might not be your specific experience, the energy, the numerology, the astrology of this year, of 2024, is this idea that things are actually going pretty well. Not to say that you won't hit bumps in the road, not to say that, you know, you might not get flustered and frustrated and, you know, not be totally clear on your path. We're human. We're absolutely going to encounter situations that make us feel annoyed and frustrated and angry, upset, and sad. But overall, this is supposed to be a very exciting year where things feel like they're starting to go our way. So I encourage you, especially if you are feeling like you're not too sure you're picking up on that great energy that I'm talking about, even if things feel like they're not going your way, is it possible that the reason it feels that way is because you've had a really tight grip on your expectations of life and the universe maybe has other plans for you? Maybe the idea that you have all these doors slamming in your face, well, maybe that just means that you weren't supposed to go through those doors, and perhaps there are new doors, new pathways that are being created for you. So I just encourage you, you know, and I don't want to lean into that toxic positivity. You guys know me. I'm very clear on that. If things are feeling like shit, let it feel like shit. Sit with that. However, let's not stew in it, right? We got to give ourselves space to sit and digest, but let's maybe welcome in some new perspective, right? You know, I've had my fair share of challenges this year, absolutely. However, I've also had some really great moments that when I actually took the time to sit and express gratitude for, I was like, oh, wow, okay. So like maybe it's not as bad as I thought it was. Just a thought, just something that I want you guys to keep in the back of your mind as we go forward. So again, this idea of, you know, hit the ground running, living with passion and purpose, very, very powerful year. So in January, we were doing a lot of healing. We were, yes, kind of setting the stage, right? We were getting ourselves ready, you could say. We were just preparing for the year ahead. February, we had this idea of expansion. This idea that, you know, yeah, it might feel a little bit like two steps forward, one step back, but that overall we were making progress. In March, we had this concept of the next step. So whether that looked like you maybe had to pivot somewhere, perhaps it was a pivot that you hadn't quite anticipated, but it worked out in your favor. But regardless, whatever it was, we felt like in March we were making a little bit of headway, even if it wasn't making, tangible steps. We had a very clear outline to know, okay, I can't get it all done at once, but I know where I'm headed. And then April. April was a wild month. We had Mercury retrograde. We had the solar eclipse. And I am so curious if anybody listening to this, because I'm in the Niagara region, so I was in the path of totality. For anybody else listening, were you in the path of totality? And if so, what was your experience like? And, you know, even for the people where you maybe just had a partial view or perhaps even no view at all, I'm just curious because, again, being in the path of totality, it makes sense that people in that path would be experiencing this energy a little bit more intensely. But I don't think that any of us anticipated just how intense this energy was actually going to be. And so I am just curious. I don't know if this was just because this particular eclipse was so powerful or if it just feels that way because we were in that direct path. So for anybody listening, I'm very curious to know your experience, how it felt for you for the days and weeks leading up to the eclipse, the day of, and the days and weeks that followed. For me personally, yeah, it was a wild ride. Felt that pressure building up at first, the day of, and actually the moment of. I felt a wide range of emotions. I was excited. I was ecstatic. I was sad. I was upset. I felt physically nauseous. It was crazy. And then the next day, I immediately woke up feeling like ungrounded and just kind of like, oh my God. But then as the day progressed, I felt more grounded than I had felt in a very long time. So just my experience. Again, I'm curious to how that impacted everybody listening. So April, we had this idea of trial and error. So you might have felt like maybe the opposite of February, right? Because February we were having this expansion. It was maybe like two steps forward, one step back, you know, like not everything you do turned out the way you wanted it to, but you felt like you were making progress. April might have felt a little bit different, a little bit more challenging, but it also seemed to be a very spiritual month. A lot of what we were experiencing took place internally, a lot of the shifts and changes. It was a big, big month for personal growth, for spiritual growth, for people who have been feeling quite stuck in life, maybe starting to realize that, you know, there's more to life than just your 9-to-5 job. You know, there's deep and meaningful connections to be made in the world, you know, just kind of that idea of something more in whatever aspect of life it showed up for you. So that was April. Now for what we are all here for, the May forecasting. So the month of May, it feels like we're going to get perhaps a bit of a step back. Actually, you know what? I'm even hesitant to say step back. For some people, it will be like that. It feels more like you're hitting a wall, but it is very, very intentional. There is some big lessons that we need to learn before we can continue forward. And this is going to be a month for you to kind of show off what you've learned. It's going to be that either you revert back into old habits and it takes a little bit longer, perhaps you bring forward some resistance, or you open yourself up to the new possibilities, the new pathways, and allow the universe to make some shifts, even if they are a bit uncomfortable, to see where your path can take you. This month kind of sets the tone for the rest of the summer. When we're stepping into May, it's this idea that we might feel a bit anxious, but it's not so much our anxiety so much as it is just heightened energy, heightened awareness. Again, we're going to be feeling like we're maybe hitting some roadblocks, but if you can trust yourself and your intuition enough to say, okay, I'm going to take the pause or whatever it is that I need to do, I'm going to reflect and I'm going to see how I can navigate this. Do I need to work to get over this block? Or is there a detour? Is there a way around it? Am I going in a totally different direction? It's going to feel just kind of like a let's figure out where we're going to go from here type month. This, again, leads us into the summer. So I will be doing some quick energy forecasts as well for June, July, August, and of course the rest of the month. But I just want to really focus on the summer because I just get the sense that the people who take the month of May and they feed into the frustration, they feed into the stress and the anxiety, and they get flustered and frustrated and let that be their detriment, it's going to be a difficult summer for you. June feels like a very, very big month. We have this idea of continuing to move forward, but almost being like thrust into it, so to speak. And this, again, it feels like it's happening on a soul level. So really not too much is going to be happening in terms of like career, home life, all that kind of stuff. By all means, that could still happen for you if that's kind of where your path is taking you. But really and truly, it has less to do with the physical world, less to do with the people we have in our lives, less to do with the home that we're in, the job that we have, and everything to do with who we are as a soul, who we are as a spirit living in a physical body, having a human experience. You might notice that relationships start to shift, but again, it has nothing to do with the other person and everything to do with who you are as an individual. Perhaps you're having this part of your awakening where you realize that your relationships no longer serve you. They are not in alignment. Perhaps you have come across some things, maybe in a therapy session, maybe following a conversation with somebody, whatever the case may be, where you kind of tune inward and you're like, ooh, that was a little uncomfortable. Maybe we need to work on that a bit. Breaking more of those limiting beliefs, breaking more of those boundaries into the people who are tuning in and they're like, oh my gosh, like I've had enough of the healing. This feels, it feels different. I know when we are met with certain blocks, it absolutely can be, you know, you just want to roll your eyes. You're so angry and upset with it. This energy feels a little bit more welcoming and it feels exciting. It's kind of like, okay, everything that I've been working towards, this is what's happening right now. Like, this is me understanding what it means to be my authentic self. It's, you know, I don't know, this is going to be a really silly way to explain it, but I just kind of think of it for all my people out there who also play Sims. It's that idea that you are like creating your own character, right? You know, you have this really fun and exciting moment of being who you want to be. It definitely does require some work. If anybody is like me, I can spend hours just creating my Sims character. So it definitely creates, you know, a lot of fun, exciting experiences, but it takes work, it takes effort. And that's what's happening here. So my advice to you for the month of May is to really make sure that you are tuning into yourself and honoring your spirit. If it feels like a hell no, it's a hell no. If it feels a little iffy, it's still a hell no, or at the very least, not right now. This is like, I don't know, for all the Swifties, this is like the era of you. So take that for what it is. Run with it. Roll with it. See what doors open up for you. And the other thing I just want to feel called to say as we're talking about this is that this feels like a season. For some of you, yeah, you might lean into that idea of intentional isolation. But for the collective, for the bulk of you, I think May leading into the summer is going to really encourage you to focus on your sense of community. Who do you go to when you're going through it? Who do you go to when you just want to let loose and have fun and be you? These are the things that we're being encouraged to think about. So just let that guide you. Lean into your sense of community. You're going to need people to, you know, hold space for you, to love you, to support you. But you also want people there to have fun with you. It can be a challenging summer for some of you, for sure, if you're feeling like you're battling with that resistance inside of you. But for those who are able to, I almost kind of want to say, like, relating back to the podcast where I had Emily on the show and we were talking about this idea of softening and going with the flow. That's going to be the focus this summer. It's going to be, yeah, this idea that can you see the blocks in your life and just say, okay, that's really upsetting, but I'm not going to let it deter me from moving forward. I might pause, I might, you know, mourn, I might do whatever it is that I need to do, but I'm not going to let it stop me and I'm just going to roll with it. I'm going to see why this block came here in the first place, because odds are it's directing you to something better. So with that, I hope you guys have a lovely month of May. I'm very interested to hear what comes up for everybody. I'm also really curious to know, as I said earlier, about your experience with the eclipse that we had on April 8th. And of course, I'm always eager to hear about your experiences with the year so far as we experience the month-to-month energy forecasts. A lot of you have reached out and have expressed how accurate it is, which is always so exciting. But again, never an expectation. Like I said, this is for the collective. So most people will relate. For some other people, it might veer off a little bit, be a bit different. But I am always interested to hear your side of things. So with that, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you back here next week. You've been listening to Path to Empowerment with your empowerment soul coach, Sydney Morrison. Connect with me on Instagram and Facebook at Go Light Your Path, as well as on my website, lightyourpath.ca. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it and rate it, and I'll see you in next week's episode.